This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode, 624?
Allegedly.
Is there any significance to that number? I'm trying to think.
I mean, it's not a sequence numerical progression, so no.
Okay, so I'm looking at it. So if you add 2 and 4, you have 6. If you multiply 6 by 4, you have 24.
Wow.
So that's something.
You're stretching.
Yeah, I know.
Illuminati.
So it's 104 it's 104 times 6. No, that's about as far as it's going to go. Okay, hey.
So. Although it's reassuring to know that Brian sees a sequence of numbers and does the exact same thing in his head that I do.
Yeah.
Six minus four is two.
Yes.
Did you get that one? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you have 2 and 4 together, it makes 6. So, you know.
It works all kinds of ways.
Yes, it does. Math. It's what's for dinner. Hey.
Backwards, forwards, up and down.
Backwards, forwards, up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start. Yeah, that's the show for this week. We'll catch you next week. Have a good one.
Yeah, we deserve it after that.
Yeah, no. Hey, so lots of stuff going on this week. Lots of stuff to talk about. We have John. That was John, Chris. Matt's here.
I sure am.
He sure is. Rob.
Hi.
Diecast.
I'm here.
Jason. Oh, wait. Don. No, Don. Okay, well, we're down two. That's okay. We'll power through. We only have 75 people on the show this week. Yeah, I remember when I felt overwhelmed when we first started having like this many people on the show. Now, if we're down to 5, I'm like, oh dear God, we need to add Eric. We need to add Triplet. So
we should have Triplet on more.
God, I think
he's too busy playing Friday the 13th
and Mortal Kombat 11.
Wasn't there something else he was playing recently too before Mortal Kombat?
Friday the 13th. I mean, that's the only thing he does. Like
I thought he got sick of that.
He was over here this weekend, and I mean, of course, Friday the 13th came up in conversation, the game, and you know he loves it. You know that's his thing. I'm happy for him. Right now, my thing is talking about carbs. Kim wants to kill me. Kim wants to kill me.
I mean, from what I've seen, from the few times I've been around the two of you in one place together, it just seems like business as usual.
It's true.
It doesn't matter what you're talking about. She just wants to kill you.
Actually, I do have something I want to mention before we really get things going. We have a couple contests. It's the Transformers More Than Meets the Eye 35th anniversary contest. Hasbro sent us that lovely box of toys last week, and we're celebrating by giving them away. Later on in the show, here in a few minutes, we'll pick the winner of the BotBots, Music Mob 5-pack and a blind packs figure. It was in the box. We also have a contest where this weekend, I think Saturday, we're going to be giving away Siege Soundwave with Laserbeak and Ravage. So nice. check out Twitter. You'll see the contests. We'll be giving away Megatron, Studio Series 38 Optimus, a few other toys over the next week or so. So we're doing it on Twitter. Because it's easiest to give away stuff on Twitter. Sorry, Facebook people. Sorry, Instagram followers. Sorry, YouTube followers. It's just way easier to manage this on Twitter. So sign up for Twitter. It's free. I created an account yesterday. It's easy. So another troll account. So
it costs you no money, but it may take your soul.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah, a little.
So there you go. Anybody get anything this week? Chris.
Check back next week.
You're getting Castle Grayskull.
Grayskull? No, it's Snake Mountain that they put the pre-orders for.
No, Walmart has Castle Grayskull up right now for the Mega Constructs, so.
Oh, no, I'm not getting that.
$250.
I thought that was like a GameStop exclusive.
Well, we first saw that in GameStop. I don't remember if it ever said exclusive.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'd like to get that, but $200 is a bit steep.
It's the same phenomena we had in the Transformers fandom for a stretch of years, where any time a new toy showed up at one particular retailer, a bunch of people would just jump to the conclusion that, oh, it's exclusive to, you know, X, Y, or Z, even though there's literally no evidence for it, except that the other stores have not received it yet.
Yeah. If I didn't have, like, tons of other kits to put together, I would potentially get that, but not for $250. It's too small.
Okay, so, like, there was the big Enterprise model kit. There's the Technodrome, all in that price point. And, like, it's stuff that I think looks really cool. And, yeah, Matt's pointing to it on his video now for people listening to that, the audio version.
Awesome.
Like, it's stuff I would love to have in one context, that context being if I had a place to put it. And Castle Grayskull kind of falls on the same thing, except even then, like, getting the Masters of the Universe minifigures is kind of a novelty. It's a, you know, very low investment thing and an easy thing to collect. I don't know if I'd actually bother with getting a bigger building kit based on that. I don't care about Masters of the Universe that much.
I absolutely would get that.
Yeah,
regardless of not having a place for it, like my Enterprise, I have no place for it, but it's there.
The Mega Constructs, Mega Constructs Masters of the Universe figures are pretty much the best Masters of the Universe figures ever made. So
hands down.
Yeah.
Because you can actually get them.
Yeah.
Like the whole range of them.
Yeah, but that
and they look fantastic standing next to Masterpiece Transformers.
Yes,
and of course, being Mega Constructs figures, you have the opportunity for fun customs like Lieutenant Beastman.
Yes,
the Castle Grayskull, by the looks of it, is about the size of a Keurig coffee maker. So not that big.
I have never had one of those, and I don't remember yours.
You've been to Walmart.
Context for how big that is.
You've walked through a Walmart before. You have, you know, no
not
excuse.
Where the coffee makers are.
Okay. It's not that big, so yes. But that's something.
It's the footprint more than anything, you know.
Well, yeah. My Technodrome from the bottom of the treads to the top of the eyeball is about 16.5-17 inches.
That's probably pretty close. How much was it?
Big. The Technodrome was $250, just like the Enterprise was.
I got it for $100 off of Amazon.
Yeah, I would pay $100 for it, but not $250.
If I had a place to put it, yes.
Occasionally, I've seen the Technodrome show up at like Ross and the like for as low as like 70, 80. If you have
absolutely Sorry. Worth it.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Okay, Chris, we'll check back next week. Rob, anything?
Yes, actually. I don't know who, but somebody sent me the Bumblebee movie off of my Amazon wish list, tfradio.net/claylist. And thank you very much. I have not had the opportunity to watch it yet because everything is on fire a little bit. But as soon as I have 2 hours to rub together without being exhausted, I'm going to watch that.
I forgot. Did you watch it when it was in theaters?
I did not have the chance.
You'll like it. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I figure Matt liked it. That's, you know, that's...
You know. Matt liked it, and well, hey, Mickey let, liked it. Yeah, like,
let's not get carried away. I said it wasn't terrible.
Okay, but the fact is, you actually paid money to go and watch that, and you did not regret the experience.
Of my own volition,
That's as close to an endorsement as we could possibly expect from you for a Transformers movie.
Well, honestly, that first 5 minutes was worth, you know, the price of the ticket for me.
That's good. Diecast, anything?
Yeah, I got one whole thing. I ordered it last week on the show. It's Crankcase, and I got it on tfradio.net/Amazon.
Oh, that was the $10 one, right?
Yeah, it was the $10 one. So
$10 is an appropriate price for that mold family.
To complete the dreads, too, I needed to complete... Well, technically, this is 2 out of the studio series, but I count the... What is that? The Revenge of the Fallen?
The Cyberverse hatchet? The jet dog?
Or are you thinking of, I think it was one of the first Last Night figures?
Berserker?
The one that had the middle finger that they ended up cutting off?
Oh, that was Crankcase, wasn't it?
Was it?
Wasn't that Crankcase? That was from Dark of the Moon, by the way.
Dark of the Moon. Yeah.
I think that was a Crankcase.
Crankcase sounds like euphemism to me, so...
In any case, though, I had the slight mispleasure of transforming Berserker from the Last Night line back to car mode yesterday because I'm selling it. And, yeah, I mean, as much as I enjoyed the process from vehicle to robot for how the panels work, it's certainly not that fun in the other direction. And I am pretty sure that crankcase basically uses the same skeleton.
Yes.
So, yeah, $10 is pretty much right.
That's it? That's all you got this week?
That's all I got this week.
Check back next week.
Hey, gonna be a short show. That's okay. Good. I gotta make a run to the store. So, John,
run for the border.
Gotta run for the border. No, it's low carb.
Why not just buy it on tfradio.net/Amazon?
Because I want it tonight.
It'll be there tomorrow.
No, it won't. Anything, John? Nothing?
Skip me and come back to me.
Okay.
I'm not ready, but I have something.
Okay. Matt?
I got a pack of acrylic shelf risers.
So, nice. So those are the ones you have in the back? So you like those. Okay.
Very much so. You can go back to John now.
Can you send me the link to those?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably should start using those.
Oh, what a jerk. Give me a second.
Okay, I'll go before John does. So, okay, what do I have? I'll go.
Oh, what a disaster.
Wait, I'll let John go.
It looks like a Garfield.
Don't spoil. John, do you want to go? Or do you want me to go?
Okay, I'm back.
You want to go, John?
Sure.
Okay, what do you have?
All right, real quick, not Transformers related, but still interesting. For some reason, I don't know the answer. I should have looked this up if it's out there. But for some reason, Jim Davis has been selling his archives of Garfield stuff on eBay. So for a time, there was all kinds of like one-of-a-kind prototypes and samples and even like pristine, unopened copies of Garfield video games. Like just selling everything.
There are Garfield video games?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, my gosh. In like the late 80s, early 90s, Garfield was like the biggest thing on Earth. Anyway.
It's ironic, though, that Alonzo Music did his voice, who was supposed Lorenzo Music did his voice, who was, you know, Bill Murray sort of sound alike, supposedly. And now Bill Murray does the Garfield voice. Ironic.
Yes.
I mean... It's just that perfect symmetry that, you know, you can always find in the universe if you just look hard enough.
Yes, indeed. So anyway, so I got on eBay and I got an approval sample of a Garfield toy from, let's see here, Fine Toy, which is a Korean licensee of Garfield back in the day. But anyway, it's stamped sample. Let me see. Was it approved? It doesn't say. Says it was approved. It's got the little sample tag on it. It's one of a kind. It's possible Jim Davis touched it, but I can't prove that. So anyway.
Well, send it away for DNA testing.
He sold it, so wouldn't he have touched it?
He has a very large organization, but there's a very good chance that he did, because from what I've heard, he, at least for a very long time, went over all the Garfield merchandise himself, which, you know, which is why he has like 73 assistants to actually draw the strip, probably.
Yes, indeed. So anyway, what is his licensing company? Paws Inc., something like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was fun and another reminder.
Oh, yeah.
Do yourself a favor and do an eBay, save the search Transformers prototype or toy prototype or toy sample. Save those eBay searches, and that can be a fun email every now and then that you get in your inbox.
Okay. But John, Brian doesn't have any saved search slots left.
I do.
He saved them all.
No, I have a couple now. Speaking of, so let me just go ahead and go. So one thing I got this week, a Henkei Ratchet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I still don't have the Classics version or the Universe. It is Classics, I think. So I still need to get that, but.
You know, after the Siege one comes out, you might talk to Rob about the Universe Ratchet, because I believe he has one that he probably won't need at that point.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in a rush. So there's that. I also got, I don't remember the price point, but the $15 price point for Cyberverse. Is it Warrior? Not Warrior.
Yeah, actually, I think it is.
Is it? So the Megatron. I like it. It's a nice little figure. The transformation sucks. But it's not as bad as some of the like earlier stuff from Cyberverse. But it's unnecessarily simplistic. Not that I have a problem with that. It just makes for a silly looking transformation. Where Masterpiece, sometimes they overcomplicate things with panels and stuff. You know, to get the transformation, to get both modes exactly like they want it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not hard to make a transformation where you have the robot mode just like you want, and then just flip a couple things. I'm thinking like Stalker. I know Stalker is not the, you know, or Machine Wars Soundwave. I know it's not the exact same thing, but that's a pretty easy, elegant transformation. It's simple. This has got some dumb thing where you have to pop the leg panels and flip it around and go upside down and invert the arms, and then you make a crappy, crappy looking tank. It's not rocket science. I like the robot mode. I really do. I think the robot mode looks great. I think it's poseable. But, you know, maybe next time, just try to make things a little simpler when it comes to transformation.
Rocket science is easy. Tank science is hard.
Tank science is hard. Here's something I alluded to last week or the week before. Again, I've been buying stuff that I'm missing, you know. And I had recently got the Classics Inferno. Now I have the Henke Inferno to go with it.
Why?
It's a much, much, much more pleasing shade of red.
Okay.
It actually looks good where the Classics Inferno doesn't. So it's a much nicer looking toy.
No, I think I got basically every version of that mold except for Inferno.
Yeah, I did too up until recently. So now I think I have every version of this mold.
Well, nice. Rob, you don't have Pyro.
No, I don't have Pyro, and I don't have Arc Fire. So I got all the retail versions of that mold except for
Inferno. I have Arc? I don't have Arc Fire.
So what you're saying is you have Hotspot and Grapple.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I need to correct that. God, how much does Arc Fire go for now?
Hotspot's a really nice...
I was going to say... Really nice shade of
blue. He is.
Yes.
That Hotspot set was cheap.
Looks like Artfire is going to be like $80 or something.
Oh, that's about what it was new. That's
better than I expected.
That's pretty close to what it originally was retail.
Yeah, first run I think it was a little over $100, so it's not bad.
Yeah.
And it comes with a copy of the Nightstick Target Master from Cyclonus and a Power Core Combiner Minicon.
Okay, nice. United Artfire. I'm just adding that to my list. Because I have a safe, I have a slot for save searches. I think I have a slot for save searches. I do. I have a slot.
I'm just saying, you could probably just go to eBay now.
Yeah, no. I've got money I've spent today, and I'm gonna have to buy something from Diecast this week, so I'm gonna hold off. So,
Artfire will still be there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So. Something that I'm very excited about, I'll have next week. I paid for today, so super stoked. So, goes back to something I've talked about before. Let me go ahead and just give away the toy. I've covered everybody, right? Let's talk about Don, what did you get? Well, what I got, you know, a couple weeks ago, actually, no, now I think I was about 6 months ago, I bought this duplicate Siege Megatron, and, you know, I've been holding on to it, questioning whether or not I want to open it or not. And, you know, today I found one at Goodwill for a quarter. So I'm going to just go ahead. I returned the one that I had in the... I can't do it. I'm sorry. The one I had in the box. You know, hashtag Dononomics. That's when I hear... When Don buys stuff, that's what I hear. I love you, Don. Okay, I'll shut up. Let's go ahead and give away some toys.
Give away some stuff.
Let's give away some... So, I have no idea what's in the blind pack, so... But
well, if you give me the number, we have a code list.
I'm gonna let it be a surprise, and the Music Mob set. So basically, to win this, all you had to do, I put out a couple of tweets, and all you had to do is retweet it. You didn't even have to follow us, and it's open to anybody anywhere. I'm going to do my best, even if I have to pay stupid import fees. Of course, you know the value is zero, so hopefully any type of taxes will be, you know, next to nothing.
Well, it's also a gift, so that also, like, that alleviates the import fees a lot of the time, too. Yeah,
so it's open to anybody, but for this one, all you had to do was retweet the tweet. For the other set, you'll have to follow. I'm going to try to do something different for each one. I don't know how, but I'll do something different. But the winner for this one, on Twitter, we are giving this away to, and I'll contact you after the show, because the odds of you listening right now, probably not the highest. Is R Fem Robo, which is Fembot Robo Girl. So congratulations, you have won this set, and I'll put the other set. I'll keep. Hopefully, by the time you listen to this, it'll still be available. I'll pin the tweet that you need to retweet and follow for a chance to win the Siege Soundwave and Ravage and Laserbeak. Like I said, I'm also giving away the $30 price point Cyberverse Megatron, Energon Igniter, Bumblebee, the really nice Cyberverse Grimlock, Studio Series 38, Optimus, and I don't know if there's anything else. I may throw something else up there that I have a duplicate
of. Wasn't there a mug?
No, I'm keeping the mug.
Oh, okay.
The mug? I'm keeping the mug. I'm keeping the mug. It's nice and wide mouth, so I can fit a ton of coffee in it. Yeah, mug's mine, so we'll see. So, yeah, follow us on Twitter at TF Radio to stay in the know. Okay, so again, congratulations to Fembot Robo Girl. I will be in contact. Let's go ahead and jump to the news. Big item this week. Actually, this made me really happy. I actually did an episode of the RFC daily-ish update to talk about this. Siege Deluxe Wave 3 found in the U.S., which means, of course, Refractor, a.k.a. Reflector, and it was found at a Meijer in Ohio. So, by somebody on TFW, Decepticom.
Yeah.
So, hey, that's awesome. If you have a Meijer, you live in Ohio, go.
Or also, Illinois or Indiana or... I think that's... Oh, Michigan. Michigan has Meijer.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
I've been to a Meijer. Where was I at a Meijer for? I don't remember. But...
I've also, been to one, too. It was actually really big and nice inside.
Yeah. So, also, there's a Brunt and Red Alert as well in that set.
It has a reship of Hound in that wave, I believe.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And the case has three refractors, right? So
no.
It only has two?
It only has two.
I thought it was three. What? Holy crap.
It was supposed to have three. They revised the case assortment about 6 weeks ago.
Oh.
Wow. That was a smart move.
Oh, no.
It's possible the initially offered case assortment with the three refractors and no reships will be going to some different market. But as far as we can tell for the United States or North America as a whole, it's going to be the reship Hound case with only two refractors.
Paladin said, Meijer, it's like Walmart, but I'm not as sad.
So the one I was in, I would more compare it to like a really nice super target.
Oh, I've been in several Meijers. They're like, the ones that I've been in are like a nice Walmart that's aspiring to be like a Target. I guess
I went to a better Meijer.
Yeah, the ones I've been at are Target aspirational.
So the one I went to was in like a college town in Illinois. So they probably were trying their hardest to, you know, grab as much of the traffic as they could.
Heck, I'm trying to think of where I was. Kim and I were on vacation with somebody that we know. And we don't vacation with people that often, so...
Now, was this an actual vacation, or was this when you, like, road tripped with friends to go buy hot sauce?
It could have been that, actually.
Did he freeze?
No.
I think he's frozen.
No, I'm not frozen.
Yeah, you were on our end.
I was thinking. I was paused while I was thinking.
No, you're definitely frozen. You can't be that still.
I can be that still. Watch this.
You moved your eyes.
Damn it. Okay, so... Okay, so yeah, but no, I forgot where it was. It was recently-ish, a few years ago. It may have been actually when we went to Ohio to go to Jungle Gyms.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Which I want to do that again.
Oh, wait, that was for exotic soda, wasn't it? Not hot sauce.
Yeah, I think I drove like 8 hours to buy soda or canned water or something. Yeah. I need to do that trip again. I love going to Jungle Gyms.
This isn't the dystopian future at all.
No, it's not.
People driving 8 hours for canned water.
It's like Fallout. You know, I'm happy when I find canned water. I don't want to find, like, the crummy boxes of water. That's irradiated. Get rads that way. Okay, so, yeah, but Meijer, that's good. Congratulations to Decepticom. Hopefully I can find where Walmart's opened up a couple cases. I can get more than two refractors. I haven't
run across any other reports of in-store findings. I have heard tell through the grapevine that Target's distribution centers should have these on hand, and there may be a reset coming in the next 2 weeks.
And it just occurred to me, some people listening may not know why we want three refractors, but if you remember G1 Reflector, Reflector was three completely different, discrete robots that transformed into a camera. Well, Refractor is tries to be more animation accurate as opposed to the G1 toy, which is not at all. And they're identical, but you can combine three of them together to form a camera, or you can combine an infinite number to create an infinitely large camera.
Sort of.
Yeah,
sort
of. But
so back then it would have been a 35 millimeter camera, but now it would be a digital camera, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure Reflector was probably, you know, like if he was a real robot, he'd probably have a, you know, a CMOS or a CCD or something, and I'm sure he'd be digital. I'm sure he wouldn't appreciate you throwing, like, you know, chucking some film into him. Probably.
Well,
hurt.
I mean, the Reflector in the cartoon was basically a Polaroid. He took the picture of Cliffjumper and Hound or whoever in More Than Meets the Eye and printed it off right away.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So there we go. That's enough stretching that one out. Let's jump to the next item. So we have the box. We have the box. For
it sure looks like a masterpiece box, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing really surprising me here.
Yep, also have the price tag.
The price tag is a little higher than we thought, but that's just because it factors in tax.
Even higher than we thought.
Yeah, no, okay. So you see I added a little bit to that post explaining that the 54,000 yen includes Japan's 8% sales tax rate, and if you're importing it from somewhere else, you're not paying that extra 4,000 because the Japanese sales tax doesn't apply to things sent out of the country.
Thank God.
Sucks if you live there.
Yeah, goodness. Thank goodness. I would not use Amazon Japan if that were the case.
Yeah.
Okay. What have we got here?
I wonder if I'll be the first one to break my MP44.
There's a high probability.
Hey, I was pretty much the first one to break Dinobot, so.
Were you the first?
Wow.
Pretty much.
So I'm scrolling back on the chat because I just got a message from Rodimus Supreme to read JT Prime's message. It said the siege codes for the Wave 3 Deluxes on the Decoder website that we talked about last week. If you type in Reflector, it shows a blueprint for toy accurate refractor and camera mode. That would be cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, that may have just been early design concept art that they ended up.
Who knows? But
developing
it's
into what we actually got.
It's a cool Easter egg.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't say I'm hoping because it would be at least $60. But like, I'm sort of interested in seeing like a Generation Selects Reflector 3-pack that's done in all toy accurate decos.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the G1 toy kind of sucks, but something that's like a better homage to it would be nice.
Yeah.
Like, the third-party reflectors are all trying to cartoon, be cartoon accurate. Yeah. Somebody needs to, like, make toy-accurate stuff. So that's
even
cool.
If just for variety's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, so, Convoy, when's this coming out again?
August? Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
I have it in August. Yay.
I think it was going to be July, and they pushed it back a month.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
I forgot. It's south of $300, right, to Amazon Japan. Is that right? Or is it north of $300?
Probably north? Around $300.
God, that's too much, but...
Yeah. You know. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, going to be a good Transformers podcaster and save you the money by telling you what to think about it. I'm going to feed your thoughts. Okay.
By telling you exactly what's going to break on it.
God, if it's like MP09 and like within minutes it breaks.
Oh no.
Oh God. Okay. So, okay. I'll skip this part. First images of Cyberverse Spark Armor Cheetor.
Our first Cyberverse Cheetor toy.
Yep.
It makes me happy that we have a Cyberverse Cheetor toy. Not like in love with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Like the cheetah mode better, but...
The robot needs more colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look particularly cheetah-like without, like, some blue more than it has.
Yeah.
And as was pointed out to me after I posted this, the battleship is a reuse from Cyberverse Bumblebee.
Slightly retooled. They changed the helmet in it to be more cheetah-looking.
In the chat of being corrected, Hector Garcia saying perfect effect at a toy accurate reflector, or at least the toy deco. I'll check that out. I mean, I'm not going to buy it since I already have the make toys one, but you know.
and those BotCon ones.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it'll be
you have no lack of reflectors.
I've got the G1 ones. I'll soon have the Siege ones. Yeah. Okay.
So my problem with this Cheetor, like, I want a Cyberverse Cheetor because, like, a robotic Cheetor design is kind of neat looking, but I'm not impressed with the reuse of Bumblebee's battleship for the add-on parts. If anything, I probably would have wanted to go for, like, the jet fighter thing.
Or the Ark. Yeah. It wouldn't fit, though. Wrong size.
The what?
The Ark.
Oh, yeah, that'd be for the bigger toy.
But would be a nice agenda also, thing.
Like, as much as I want this, I kind of hate that it's going to be a $25 toy, and there's basically no part of it that I don't look at and think, like, boy, I wish they had done this better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the problem is, this is Cyberverse, and I don't have any guarantee that any other Cheetor toy they might make and release in this line will actually be any better.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I wanted to talk about this. Warning.
Why?
Warning. There is a silver alert for Blue Lobster's X-Frank, the unofficial Autobot Spike figure, which just looks like a lost old man.
it's a step above a soap bottle toy.
He just looks like he's, you know, he's in his nightgown and he's lost and he's helpless, and his family is looking for him, which is terrible.
Someone needs to shoot him and put him out of his misery.
I don't know. Let's change the let's change the metaphor then.
No, it's sad looking. It's very, it has that lost look on its face.
So, I take it that this, never heard of Blue Lobster before, or whatever the hell it's called.
This appears to be their first thing.
So, this is basically, is it just like a shampoo bottle toy, or is it like an Action Master?
It's probably closer to an Action Master. Like, there looks like there's complex hinge joints at the elbows and knees.
But the action's not alive.
I don't see any hinge joints at the knees.
Yeah, I don't either.
The action's more of like, shambling undead.
Yeah. Yeah, the knees might be like on, you might be able to twist them, which would be weird. But there seems to be...
They've scaled this to go with masterpieces, so I'm pretty sure it's going to have, like, basic minimums of posability.
So this
X-Transbots is doing one of these, and it's going to be far better than this. And that's weird to say, but yeah, X-Transbots is doing one of these, and it's going to be far better than this.
Well, that's the first I've heard of it.
The X-Transbots one?
Yeah.
We've had prototypes. Yeah,
I think we saw that before, yeah. Yeah. But will the X-Pac Transbot 1 transform, or is it also going to be in? I mean, not that there's anything for it to transform into.
Exactly. Yeah,
no, it won't transform, but it'll be articulated unlike this piece.
What I would love is for this to transform into a mismatched car.
I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at how the joints seem to kind of retract a little bit, and I've seen figures that do that before.
Oh yeah,
I'm thinking there could be knee joints that we are just not seeing it in its default pose here.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I really want an Autobot Spike figure that transforms into a mismatched car. Now that would be so cool.
I wouldn't mind that. I don't know. It would be hard to do.
Oh yeah.
So the thing to keep in mind. The thing to keep in mind with X-Frank here, too, is that they're aiming for being able to sell this at a low price point.
Like an open play?
$5?
And we'll see.
There's something to be said for that, though.
Yeah.
If it's like $15, I would consider it.
I don't know. I would just get the X-Transbots one and pay more. I mean, I don't know the price of the X-Transbots one, but it's got to be less than their transforming figures, you would assume.
You would assume.
So, of course, people would have assumed that the Pretender shells for Fans Projects Dino Force wouldn't have been $150 each, too.
Yeah.
But Rotocast and all that stuff.
What we got going on? Okay, so Mighty Mugs, Nemesis Prime, Windblade, Grimlock, Ratchet, and Soundwave. I thought Mighty Mugs were dead.
So did I.
I thought like Mighty Mugs were dead twice. Yeah.
Yes. So what was it before Mighty Mugs? It was Mighty Mugs. It's always been Mighty Mugs. So like I have this little Shockwave from years ago that is a Mighty Mug. I guess they came back.
They came back with before they didn't have the faces that turned, and now they on the second iteration of the Mighty Mugs, now they have the three different faces.
Yeah, there's like the Star Wars and Marvel ones.
I kind of like the Grimlock.
Yeah, Grimlock's cool.
The Soundwave at one point looks very sad. Mm-hmm. He's such a sad Soundwave.
Ratchet's actually kind of cute. God, I don't want to buy these, but I kind of want Ratchet. God, that Nemesis Prime is just so freaky. With a smiling face and everything. So, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Hey, John. You are asking about something. You're talking about something in the our personal internal chat here. Do you want to tell us what you're looking at?
Yeah, because I think we mentioned this on an earlier show. Shockwave Labs SL52 upgrade kit. If you're asking was that English? What does that mean? That means the inserts for the backside of Diatlas's non-existent calves. For the Legends toy, Shockwave Labs was one of the first manufacturers to do a part set for that issue. And so that is also a company that isn't like normally listed on your usual sites so much, but they do list their stuff on eBay. So if you are interested in some inserts for your Diatlas's legs, Shockwave Labs, just look for it on eBay. And they have inventory of that upgrade kit, and it's shipping. It's $20, and I put in my order like last week sometime. It's supposed to be here very early next week, Monday, Tuesday, something like that.
It says each $19.99. So is that for a set, or do you have to buy a left and a right?
That's a pair.
Okay.
And I just ordered mine on the show, Brian. So I filled in for you this week.
Where mine is, I don't see it, so I don't really care that much. But I'll add it to my watch list.
I care. Because I know it's there or not there. I just know it.
Yeah, so as I understand, Shockwave Lab uses a 3D printing method of some sort to manufacture their stuff, so it seems like they do low run at a time. That might be why they don't get carried by like retail sites in general.
So how does,
because they're probably doing a lot of it to demand.
So with the tank, with the legs, with the leg fillers, they become like missiles for the tank mode. Yeah. Like, do they break it to do that? Like in the photo, it shows like the
I believe there is a mod you can do to separate the upper and lower parts.
That I mean, hopefully it would make it, you know. I don't know. It's loosey goosey as it is. I don't really trust the way that it feels. But just the thought of severing that like mortifies me.
Yeah, I don't know too much about that myself. But like, it seems vaguely familiar to me, the concept of that. Where I wasn't even thinking about that being weird at first until I was trying to figure out where would that plug into on top of that tank. Oh wait, there is no top of that tank.
Yeah, it's weird.
Boy, that it's the toy that just keeps on giving. The more you talk about Diatlas, the more fun.
Yeah,
more fun it is.
I still like it. I refuse to be disappointed in it.
Diatlas kind of became my monkey's paw because, like, from the time Sky Shadow came out, I was looking at it and being like, you know, they could totally just redeco this as a Diatlas, and I'd be pretty happy.
Yeah. Okay. Hey,
I got all I ask for and so much more.
Oh, man.
So much more.
I really like Sonic Bomber, though.
Yeah, Sonic Bomber is the best one.
Yeah.
If far
away. Road Fire is the best one.
Road Fire is the best one, yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. No, Road Fire is the one I think is managed to come out the best, but none of them are. Well, yeah, Road Fire is probably better than the original, but.
They're both fine. They're both smaller guys are acceptable.
There's just something weird with Sonic Bomber's legs.
Yeah.
Like the big elf feet, or just kind of the weird, just the weirdness of them overall?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so yes.
Hey.
It's potpourri.
Hey, so real quick. Let's talk about Amazon for a second. So Big thank you to Kojacker. Don's not here to give thanks, but Kojacker bought that arcade cabinet off Don's tfradio.net/Massey Attack wishlist.
So, that's awesome.
God, that was that. Yeah, very generous. So, Kojacker, yeah. Thank you very much. It's kind of funny. The Don sent a group text to all of us, and I think Blade Raider this weekend, and with this whole thing, you know, don't tell my girlfriend how to get to the Massey Attack wish list because I don't want her to know. I don't want her to buy me anything for my birthday. And I'm like, okay, Don.
He's just afraid she's going to come over to his place with a coffin one day.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, okay, Don. But then, so she emailed me. She emailed me, and she's like, hey, how do I get to the Massey Attack wish list? So I emailed back, and I sent her the link, and I said, we love Don. The coffin is a gag. We don't really want anybody to buy him a coffin. So Don's birthday is coming up. So if you want to get Don something, tfradio.net/Massey Attack. I think there's some Bactine left on the list. I can probably add something sugary. Actually, you know, if Don's diabetic and I'm doing low carb now, I'm going to add some low carb candies to Don's
list. Why do you want to punish him like that?
Hey, sugar-free candy's awesome if you get the right thing.
Not.
Get the right thing.
Yeah, if you get a kind of sugar in it.
Yeah, so I think I'll add some sugar-free candy to his list. That's what
anyway, you forwarded that email onto me and Matt to respond to that and just say, maybe just get him some ribs.
Get him some ribs, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I know other things that he likes, but I still don't know what he has.
Well, yeah. The other thing, too, is I'm inclined to kind of try to respect Don's wishes in this.
Yes.
And the best compromise is, like, you know, a cool meal that Don would not normally want to, like, afford for himself.
Yes, he was very happy when we took him out for ribs for his birthday. That
that was the coolest thing to go and do too.
Wasn't it? Was it? No, was it Don or Triplet that was complaining about trip?
It was Don. This is in. Triplet was the one complaining at the Brazilian.
Yes, that's...
but in 2015, after you had left, we took Don out for ribs for his birthday at Portillo's.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, but I remember somebody's complaining about that trip to the Brazilian place, and
it was Triplet.
Of course, it was Triplet.
It was expensive, but I was not complaining. It was wonderful.
It was expensive, but it was
the most magical place on earth.
Pretty much. But yeah, so tfradio.net/Amazon, buy all your stuff. I need some sugar-free candy, so tfradio.net/Amazon, buy whatever. Hey, you can get caffeinated gum. Get Jolt gum.
Also,
don't do it.
Also, so Don's birthday is next month. So is Rob's birthday. And if you would like to do something nice for him, his wish list is at tfradio.net/claylist. I believe that's June the 23rd.
That's the one.
Very cool. I remembered. It only took me 20 years.
Now I'm in July.
Yeah. Yay. Sweet.
Yay.
I'm in January, but my wish list is at tfradio.net/chrysalis if you just want to, you know, do anyway. I'll be shameless and plug myself.
Diecast list, I believe.
It is diecast list. Mine is in June, but I don't have a wish list, so there you go. Mm. Matt, your birthday is...
I have no list, and I have no birthday, so...
Okay, well...
is it eternal.
It was September. September. I was thinking August. Okay. We're in the same boat. Okay. Okay, so... tfradio.net/Amazon. Hey, if you want to do something for my birthday, buy something from their list. tfradio.net/playlist.
Yeah.
Or diecast list, yes. Help pay for the show.
Or Massey Attack.
Yes. Okay. So also buy a shirt. tfradio.net/shirt. They're great. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay. First off, we've got a photo review of Ectotron, which looks really nice. And this one in particular had a good look at how the roof rack on Ecto-1 becomes the proton pack, which is the first I've seen of that particular aspect of it. And it looks pretty good. We also have a photo gallery of the Siege Wave 3 stuff that has started showing up. Highlights are Brunt, which has one of those shades of purple that's obviously very hard to get on camera. We find out that Thundercracker has exactly the same pattern of silver splatter that Starscream does, which is just awkward as hell. And Refractor, I think, looks pretty good. I also want to mention, I have not had time to actually write the review yet, but IDW's Transformers number 6 is out this week, and I think it's a bit better than the previous issues. Oh, I enjoyed it more.
Good.
So
that's surprising.
Yeah, I came in really really not expecting to like this issue as much as I did, but it's mostly the history of Orion Pax and Megatron, and it's also the first issue we've gotten that has a single artist, Bethany McGuire Smith, who is new to the IDW books. Art is really good. It's an interesting series of flashbacks. I don't see any reason you can't just start with this one. It's a pretty good issue.
Well, the past is prologue.
Yeah, but I wanted to mention that because I've been kind of down on those books, and since I hit one that I thought was pretty decent, I wanted to be able to mention it.
So jumping back to the in-hand photos of the Siege toys, the photos of Thundercracker convinced me to drop my pre-order and put my Starscream up for sale because I'm just not going to bother with this trio of Seekers. If the Selects Red Wing comes out, I will probably get that to have one representative of the mold because there's nothing Red Wing is part of a group of. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going for the basic set. But just no.
I'm going to be I'm probably not going to get any more of them. If Thundercracker does for some reason have a pinned chest plate instead of what is on Starscream, I might.
But I don't think it does.
I don't think it does either. But I'll tell you that it's just going to be the most horrible thing if Thundercracker and Starscream have matching battle damage deco and then Skywarp doesn't. That's just going to be great.
We have those stock photos of Skywarp from that third battle pack. We could probably actually science that out.
Oh, geez.
Sooner rather than later.
If they use the same paint masking on two of them, I don't know why they would make the third one any different.
Comedy.
it's an Armada reference when Skywarp was slightly different from the other two and it drove everybody nuts. When that was back when we had Orson's World on TFW, and someone posted there when Skywarp was revealed and said, "Could you release this but without the retooled part?" And poor Aaron Archer, I think, just responded with, "What or why?"
Okay.
Poor man.
Poor Aaron, but I miss Aaron.
Seriously.
Okay, let's go ahead and Amazon has that Mega Constructs Masters Universe Castle Grayskull. Holy smokes. Gosh, if anybody wants it, by the time the show's over, tfradio.net/Grayskull.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll wait till that goes down to 100 like the other sets that I got from them.
Yep.
Okay.
And if it never gets there, then I never get it.
Hopefully somebody out there will buy like 50 of them. Okay, so you can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Hey, gotta hope. We're on Instagram at TF Podcast and Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio again. Follow us on Twitter. Stay tuned for stuff like that because we're giving away things, whatever that means. Toys, Megatron, Studio Series Optimus, all that great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. I'm on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. I'm posting a lot of stuff about low carbs because my brain's not working because it's not getting glucose, which means I'll probably die soon due to...
Does it affects your brain?
Yeah. What?
Because I did the whole sugar, keto absolutely. Diet for a while, and I'm actually going to do it again for the whole month of June.
So your body has to get carbohydrates. I mean, you can't have none.
And it's impossible to not eat carbohydrates anyway. As careful as you are, you're still going to get some in.
Oh yeah, I was doing under 20 a day, basically, what I was doing.
Yeah, that's my goal.
I've got family that does that, and just something about the specific, I'm a non-expert at this. Never mind.
So basically, what happens is your body starts generating ketones so it can burn fats for energy instead of carbs, but I'm pretty sure your brain still needs glucose to run. Your brain is actually pretty much the most energy hungry thing in your body, unless you're like an athlete or something. So I splurged today and I hit probably about 50 or 55 carbs, but I've been around the 20 range, and it was hard for the first couple of days, but it actually got a lot easier.
Yeah,
But it kind of sucks.
Especially if you don't mind eggs or steak.
I've been eating the hell out of eggs.
Who minds steak?
Yeah.
After it's the only thing you've eaten, pretty much. But steak also means, like, for me, like, scrambled eggs and steakums. Steakums is still technically steak.
You know what you could do is get a bag of bacon jerky and have some scrambled eggs and bacon jerky.
I have bacon jerky by the pound on my desk right now, so.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming over.
Hey, Dollar.
Coming over, and you're not going to have any bacon jerky left.
Dollar Tree is a great source for bacon jerky.
Really?
Yes.
Or is it actually made of bacon?
Yes, it's good.
It's just bacon strips in different bags.
No, it's not.
It's bacon!
It's not. If you want to see tweets about stuff I'm eating that has low carbs, at B Kilby. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
I'm personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. I'm selling stuff right now. Please buy it, because I need to get fresh infusions of spending money, because toys are coming out, and it's a bad time, because it's the summer. Also, I'm at playwithphotography.com, which I haven't updated in a little while, but hopefully I will be able to get myself back to that pretty soon. It's just, the inspiration is just not always there, you know what I mean? Creative endeavors, man, they don't really work the way you want them to.
But if you had new toys, perhaps the inspiration would be there.
I mean, that's a dangerous, slippery slope, man. I don't want to pay for inspiration all the time.
But if people were to buy your things, they could help inspire you.
Well, that's entirely true.
Yes.
Another way they could, you know, spend money to help inspire me would be to contribute to my Patreon at patreon.com/playwithphotos, I hope. I can never remember the stuff unless I have my cheat sheet open. Now I have to go and look and make sure I gave the right link, because that could be very dangerous. In the meantime, though, yeah, patreon.com/playwithphotos. Also, you can follow me on Twitter for that at playwithphotos, and on Instagram at instagram.com/playwithphotography. Because, you know, consistency would make all this so much easier, but it's mostly Twitter's fault for not giving enough character space to actually put playwithphotography as a handle. Cool. And again, hopefully there will be some updates to this stuff sooner rather than later, because I really would like to get back to it.
Let's see here. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you? We're describing how I am on Twitter, and I was told that I'm sassy on Twitter, and I just don't see it.
I mean, I suppose if someone doesn't know you and understand how you behave, I could see them getting that impression, because it's probably actually the truth. I'm just used to you.
Oh, there you go. Mm. Okay, Diecast.
You can follow me at tfradio.net/diecast list. That's where you go. Never mind. You can follow me on Twitter at diecast2 and on Facebook at reviews by diecast. Please follow me there, because I forget about Facebook. And
I try.
Yeah, it's but horrible. I won't. Facebook I'll be better if I have more followers, I'm sure. And then you can also check out my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews.
And on a Roku channel, once I get everything updated. You have too many You have too many videos for like one season, so I have to break it up into seasons.
Season 19, episode 55.
Yes. Okay, let's see here. John's at that John D everywhere. Rob.
I am on Twitter
at his chair right now.
Yeah, he's not in his chair.
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flail Throughs. Flail Throughs is also the name of my YouTube channel, where I cover Japanese games, primarily Gundam Battle Operation 2 right now, free-to-play Gundam shooter on PSN. And every Thursday is when the weekly update for that goes up. This week is, I think it's going to be a fairly significant one. They're introducing the hangar, which lets you actually upgrade some of the capabilities of your mobile suits. So when I know more about how that works, you will see it on there. If you like what I do on YouTube, you can support me at patreon.com/flailthroughs and request specific mobile suits and color schemes for future videos. And of course, when Chris and I do video work for T-Formers, you can find that on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
So I think I failed to mention that a Roku channel, you can just search a Roku from the streaming channel store or directly from your browser at tfradio.net/Roku. It'll redirect you to the the page where you can add it. Also, I've been posting new episodes of the Happy Daily at briankilby.com. And can't forget Don, who's at HMRC4EVR on Twitter, and at tfradio.net/massyattack. Jason Kirk is at Jason S. Kirk on Twitter, and at podvocacy.com for his other podcasts. And Rob Springer can be found at zonebase.org or on the Twitters at Rob Springer. Did I miss anybody? No.
Only people right. wanted to be missed, I believe.
Yes, that's true.
Correct.
That is very true. So that's it for this week. We'll be back next week, and we love you very much. Thank you for everything that you do for us. I'm going to cry.
His brain's definitely not working. Talk to you later. Talk to you later.
Bye.
And if you didn't turn the podcast off when you heard that Don's not on this week, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?